This song here in the beginning is a piece that I put together myself. This is my baby here that I created myself using an app called GroovePad. So I hope you enjoy it, and then I hope you guys enjoy the show. Thank you. Oh, and the song at the end is mine too. Thank you.
Hey there, hey there, we are back in the business. This is your girl, Randy J. I wasn't gone too long now, was I? Yeah, of course not. So how are we doing today? I hope you guys are well. I want to go ahead and get this started right now and just say that for anyone that has filled out one of these surveys that says A Hers and His Podcast and Talking Real 1000, thank you so much. There were some responses, and I just would like to say for the most part that everybody had their own thoughts, opinions, and whatsoever, and it was really cool to see what, you know, like what people's, you know, because it didn't have names, we just stuck to the emails and, you know, didn't like share anybody's stuff. We just took a, you know, like, wanted to, you know, just understand where people are coming from. And it also gives us things to talk about, you know, to discuss, like, topics and, like, where people's heads are at. And there's going to be, really, really soon here, some other... How did my coffee get over there? I don't recall being over there, but okay. Forgive me. Really soon here, there's going to be some more surveys that are going to focus around... See, asking people to drop topics or questions that they have, okay? And if you don't want your name to ever be told, that's always not a problem. But if you do, make sure you're very clear wherever you drop a message or feel something in it, and go ahead and tell us, you know? And if you ever want to be a guest, go ahead and fill that out too. And yeah, so for sure. Also, there should be a page coming up soon for Instagram that I've been working on. You have our Instagrams, but also, if you don't, then make sure that you do. Make sure they're in the notes, that they're always accessible to you. But, you know, to, you know, get this page going, just dedicated to this alone. There's a Facebook page that is going to soon become more open to the public. If you guys know about, like, with Facebook and stuff, you know, with groups. It's a Facebook group, actually. Or his podcast group. And you know, sometimes you just want to make sure, because even with you guys, we want to make sure wherever you guys participate or interact with us at, that you are, even like within your own like media pages and stuff, social media, you know, we want to make sure that you got everybody's safe, you know, like your, what we talk about and all that stuff. So that's why, you know, it's just making sure that everybody, you know, everybody wants that, you know, to make sure that wherever we are active in social media, because we know how that can be, everybody's cool, we're good. So yes, just always know that and remember that. Okay, well, all right, and thank you once again for participating in the surveys. Hopefully the future participants in surveys, certain surveys, can get different like rewards. So that's what it's in my head, in the works. Okay, all right, so let's do this. So guys, you know, today here at Hers Kids Podcast, you know, I just want to enjoy the positive and the good stuff, you know. And in this episode, let's laugh and have fun and just smile, you know, be optimistic and just let go, you know. Let's do that. For the most part, we have questions and stuff, and not saying that they're anything wrong or they're like depressing or bad, not at all whatsoever. Let's just like, for instance, I remember there was a survey that and you can get to these surveys too. I'm going to put them up in a place where you can always be able to interact with them, but I think you can only interact, just work with me, okay, don't worry, you'll know everything you need to know. But there was one that regarded it was the question of why do many people associate relationships with negativity, that they always talk about the negative side of relationships, you know. And you could probably just go ahead and guess what probably people would say, or probably based off of your perception, or yours could be different, but still good roundabout of others. I could say that's pretty accurate, you know, but there's different reasons that we can come up with. And you know, but the question was to spark a thought, you know, like in the heads, like, yeah, why is that? You know, because think about it now. If it's all bad.com, then why even partake? Why even participate? And a lot of people, are, you know, say, that's why I don't want one. That's why I don't want one. Then why do we spend so much time talking about them? You know, you can't never really master them. If we already see this, we know this. You can master yourself being better at whatever it is that you are encountering, because everybody's situation is different, you know. I mean, I don't have, you know, half of the shit going on that people say everybody does, because we're all different people. And if that was the case, then we'd have way different, you know, similar outcomes when it comes down to it, or we'd be able to get a more better rap on our lives, right? If we just kind of always ended up making the same mistakes, the same, everything's different. Like I said before in one of my other shows, I can count on my hand how many relationships I had, and with all of them, they didn't end terrible, you know. So like, someone would just have to, either if I felt the need or the desire, or wanted to tell you, or if you asked, a lot of people like to assume, and you know what they say, you know, then I would share that with you. You know, I don't have, you know, a lot of people, and they'd say breakups, if it was a breakup, who knows, divorce, whatever, they were messy. That's not always the case. And just because you have those situations, you know, those are your, or in others, doesn't mean there's everybody. Even if you do percentages, you don't know everybody in the world. I know nobody knows me, and anybody that ever tried to predict me, they always were inaccurate. You know, and so it's just like, kind of just, you know, it's kind of like, well, when you're ready to know, just, you know, you know. But I don't ever try to pinpoint or tell somebody that, when somebody tells me something, I go ahead and, you know, take them on their word, because why would you lie to me about something that's so no reason to, you know. But I can't say that I can say what all men are like, because I don't know all men, you know. I don't really go the negative route, because to me, that's too easy. That's too, And no, but see the thing, how everything's just negative, negative, negative. If it's so negative, then why does everybody want to try it out or want to be with somebody? I think it's your people's experiences, how they let them affect them. Like in relationships I was in, they didn't like damage me or give me, you know, trauma to where I can't function, where I just did but don't believe in anything anymore. It's some time in my, you know, my life, you know, that I was with somebody, because sometimes you're with somebody for a season or for a reason. I don't know what works for you, you know, but you can't always call it, you know. There was this lady I used to, she was really good at what she did, because some people actually really are good at knowing how you can, how you put people together, you know what I mean? Like, say for instance, like on the dating whole thing, you know, and they would, but they all kind of had that in particular, like slim singular, they'd find people's, like people that matched each other, that were good for each other, before, you know what I mean, to even go out on the date, you know, that, you know, past that whole, like, you're cute type of shit, like, similarities, because, you know, people probably been on dates, and they're like, there was nothing, like, yeah, she's beautiful, yeah, he's handsome, you know what I mean, but, like, what, you know, because they had nothing really, you know, to say, because it was nothing in common, you know, so, forgive me. You know, so they would do that, match, you know, make, you know, match people up. And they would do this by, you know, looking at the information that was had and put these together, you know, certain, through studies, certain things kind of go together, like, you know, putting people to, like, your likes and your dislikes and, you know, and it wasn't like match for match, like, everything they did, they liked, they all had the same, they had the same of. It's just kind of like with this type here and this type here and this, you know, it's actually pretty cool, you know, because I do believe that you can go out on a date with somebody. They could be the one that, okay, I like this about her. I like this about her. That's cool. That's cool. And everything's like, okay, but something's still missing. Like there's no chemistry, no energy. The energy's not good. And it probably was because you weren't a match, you know, it just wasn't a match. I think there's matches. I think that there's definitely things that we can't all the way figure out. And even that alone, when you do the science of men and or people, you know, that how you attract, you know, one another and all the things you like about a person, there are still high chances of people not making it, right? So. But, you know, like we say before another show, the other shows, it comes with all that other stuff, like, it's work, you know, and you have to work at it, and you have to, like, you know, like, you just can't sit there, okay, now I'm in a relationship, all right, well, let's, you know, like, it doesn't work that way. It's like, you gotta water it, like the plant, you gotta nurture it, you know, and also what they would do, they would match personalities. That's what, I think that's where I was trying to go to, the whole personality thing, you know, because, you know how the whole negative side part of the relationship, it's not like it just is there. It's people involved in the relationship, the two there, so it's coming from somewhere, you know? And so it all depends what kind of attitude a person has, too. Like, they probably already were a nagger before they got to you, you know? Or just somebody that complained or was jealous, you know what I'm saying? Just something like that. Just that. But then for that, people will see that as bad trait and all that stuff, but in actuality, that type of attitude, like that crazy girl, because there's guys that say they like crazy women, and then when they get one, they don't know what to do, you know what I mean? So that's why I'd be like, you watch them words you use there, because you're going to get you a crazy one day, you know what to do, you know? So, careful with that, fellas, because they're out there, and some real ones, okay? I got common sense, and don't call me crazy, because I'm not crazy, you know? At all whatsoever. I'm a woman that am dedicated to whatever the hell I'm doing. So that's just all you know. You know what I mean? But yeah. So that crazy person might fit better with this type of person. They would match it up and it would totally work out. So it wasn't the fact that nobody will want, that's one of them crazy rods. Like, that crazy one, y'all didn't go together at all whatsoever, obviously. But it's not that she's not going to go together with anybody. There's somebody out there that levels her out, and she levels them out. You know? Like they say, do opposites attract? We had a survey on that. It was very profound to see what people had put. But for the most part, they all said yes. But, you know what I mean? It comes with, you know, and I could agree with a lot of them. Because, see, for me, I don't think I did that, filled that one out yet. But for me, yes, I think so. And this is why. Because it makes for more excitement. And you learn and you level each other. You know, it's like, it sparks something. But see, if opposites don't attract, then that just means you're not attracted to the opposite. Because you can't make yourself be attracted to something that you're not. So when it says opposites attract, it's already going to attract. You know, it's not a thing that you do. You know, it just does. Like, for me, I would say I like someone somewhat of a similarity. Like, things that are in common. Right? Like, I guess we could jump to these questions real quick, right fast, I guess, that I was supposed to answer and I could have avoided. Forget it. But be 42. 2020 is really, you know, just, so, screw 2020. And I'm not going to hold back anymore. Thank you. No, I'm going to answer the questions, though. Three things that I like about a man. Let's see. I like, three things about a guy that I would like in a guy. Okay. Obviously kindness. Can I put kindness and respect with one another? And that'll be one. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, confident in who he is. Like, not like not, what's that word I'm looking for? Not conceited, but like confident in who he is. And not who somebody else wants him to be, or who I want him to be, like himself, who he is. Like, he, you know what I mean? He's okay with the man that he is. No matter what's it, you know what I mean? Like, if he's working on himself, whatever it is, he's okay with who he is. And is not deterred by other people's thoughts of him, or, you know what I mean? That's just a person in general, you know? So, and also, humor. I like someone that's humor, because I like to laugh, you know? And I do, I really do. And, I like, and sometimes I don't really be trying to be funny, but I don't get offended when people laugh. You know what I mean? Because that's just probably just my character. Like, you know, some, like, people say sometimes on my show, I could be talking about something and I have this one friend, he'd start cracking up. And he says, because I'm funny. He says, because you're just saying just shit that out the, you know, like, this comes from nowhere. And I'm just like, well, I kind of knew what he was talking about, but, you know, I don't know. Anywho, the next one is, can't even, what is this, my writing? What do like about, I can't even tell you what that is. Okay, goal. Okay, so this one says, oh, okay, what does he have, what kind of qualities does he, would I like him to have? I like somebody that's goal oriented, that strives for success, and that is knows where he's going, you know, in life, you know. And I say that because, say for instance, like, I know, guys that don't know what they want. They don't even have any goals. They're pretty comfortable in not having a direction of any sense of anything, and success could be the last thing far from them. You know, there's nothing like there, but just a guy that wants to stick everybody. I don't know. I think that's pretty disgusting. Okay. and is unattractive. You know, like, just, you want anything out of life? No goals? Like, you just always thinking about getting that thing knocked off, huh? Forgive me. But yeah, I'm just using that example there because that's a prime example of what I know I wouldn't want, you know? I think I said, how do I feel about, spending time together. Oh, well, obviously, if you're going to be in a relationship, if you're, like, decided you guys are going to be in a relationship is work. That is factual. If you don't want to be in one, and you don't want to give the time, let me tell you a little secret. Don't be in one. Thank you. I never understood that with guys and people in relationships. They, like, always complain about, like they don't want to be with that person. Then don't be with them. How did it even happen in the first place? You see what I'm saying? Like, me, I don't want to be unhappy, and I'm not going to put my happiness on anybody else but me. But that's that's me, though. But if we can come together and make each other happy, then that's beautiful. But it's not that I wasn't happy beforehand. See, when I'm coming to the table, I'm already coming to the table put together. I'm happy. I'm not unhappy in life and then seeking, you know, a partner because I don't want to bring that to a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, that's, no. It's not, I don't want to bring that to, for me, something like that, I don't even feel like I can offer somebody anything if I was in that state. You know, that I wouldn't be a good fit for anybody in that state, you know? I'm not going to make myself, you put myself in that position. Because then it's like, what am I reasoning? What's my motive? What am I trying to do here? Like, fixing men something? You know? It's crazy. We're going to be right back, though, guys. And don't go too far.
Back, hope it didn't take too long. Hers and His podcast, Randy J. Let's check in on Poppy J. And Jay, we hope that you are enjoying the show. If you can hear, and that you're good spirits, and we miss you around these parts, right? Hers and His, of course. So let's go ahead and carry on. You know, so I noticed that a lot of people tend to think that, I don't know, what were we looking at the other day? They tend to think that, where am I going with this? Okay, let me just start here. All right, so have you ever seen, I know everybody knows about this movie with Mel Gibson, What a Woman Wants, right? And for the most part, it was kind of like funny. It stood out by itself and everything. And I know you guys saw the one with Taraji P. That was hilarious. So hilarious. But, you know, being able to hear the thoughts. Because, okay, so I guess one would say, well, that would be pretty interesting because then I could put together the right one that I need because I don't have to surf through so many, you know, and just get right to the gist of it, you know. But as in both, you know, it was kind of like, what the? And then it was too much, you know, like, think about it. Like, if you could just hear the stuff that you should have never heard from all men, you probably wouldn't even know where to start because you heard so much crazy shit. And maybe even the one that you thought you would connect with, all our thoughts aren't normal, pure, and, like, you know, something you want people to thank God they're just thoughts and they can't leak out. Sometimes the craziest things go across your mind, right? So I don't know, but I just thought it was very interesting to see how they showed, because you know this stuff comes from people take surveys and stuff, and these are like some of the things that go through guys' heads, you know what I mean? Like, so it was giving you a gist of like, this is this crap that you would really think, you wouldn't even think they'd be thinking about, because sometimes women have it kind of off. We're off. We're thinking like they're thinking all kinds of crap. We've made a whole story in our head about what goes on in men's head and yada 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 and yada yada. And they're on. Later on, I'm gonna bring you this. It's not a statistic thing. It's a fact thing about like facts about how many times a day a man will usually think about sex. Shit like that's crazy, right? But for the most part, we think we got to figure it out and know what's going on in his head. And sometimes we don't be off. But a lot of times, it don't be that. And then the shit that it do be, you'd be surprised. You'd be like, the fuck? You know? And so I thought it was really funny to show that side, like, of, you know, of how just the shit that goes on in men's head. And then we just be way off. And then in that movie, it showed like, okay, I can't. I didn't need to know that. You know? So, and then it also, you know, cause if I had that happen to me and I had to deal with shit like that, I don't know if I could have, you know, they would thought I was crazy. So I'd need her to remove that spell, because I would have not reacted. I probably would have answered those questions that they were asking in their head. You know, probably be like, yeah, so you would never stick your, you know, like I would never let you put your between my, you know, it's crazy. Cause I'm just a nut like that, but oh well. No, but for real, if I could hear them and turn them on and off, that'd be great. But why would something like that so great be so at ease to use? It would come with stipulation. It would come with some bullshit, and that's the bullshit when it's just way out of pocket. And then you don't even want anybody up that because you're just turned off by the shit that people think. It's crazy. But yeah. Totally. And, you know, I read that book a few times, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, by Steve Harvey. And, you know, watched the movie and everything, and, you know, how the book was, like, now this thing the women had it, and people would expect, like, a woman would have a book like that, right? But then they didn't think that the man would have it, because that would be, like, kind of trickery. Like, why would you have this? You're already a man. You know? And so, you know the part where Gabrielle Union, her guy, when he found out, I think that she had the book, wasn't it? Well, all the guys, I think, and they used it, turned it around. Because they were like mad at Steve Harvey. They were like, why would you make a book like this? Why would you go and do this? I loved it, but I read that book. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. If somebody is uncomfortable about the book, because you know exactly why, okay? You know freaking exactly why. If you're uncomfortable with something, if not, then kick it. Because no one is knowing certain things about them. Well, you're too late. There's dudes that are married and that have straight up videos out there, and they'll tell women from them and a census, whatever you say, freaking word, of the stages and what a man is trying to do in the beginning, all the way through, the signs of this, if you do and you don't do that. I peeped it out. And I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, like, I wasn't just sucking it in like, oh, made sense. You know what I mean? Made a lot of sense. I was able to identify the shit with just certain situations. And it wasn't a bad thing. I wasn't taking notes like, yeah, nigga, you know, shit. Speaking of language. But it was just enlightening to get to know. It's like any other type of research or learning. You know, just understanding better. Did it help me to understand better? It helped me to understand, yes. And to realize, like, okay. But to be honest, I kind of already knew this shit. But no, really, they're letting you inside a man's head. You know? So I thought that was interesting. I did a show, I had a panel. And so, I mean, of my own. So that tells you there. And those were random. They didn't know each other. Randomly, that conversation happens, and I forgot what show I had, the panel or something like that, called The Panel, I don't remember the title, but yeah, it was very enlightening, let me tell ya. So, you know, really helped me with some insight, and really, like, get a grasp on some things, and it was just like learning some more. I had more knowledgeable information, you know. That's how I felt about that. They also had ones for the opposite way, like women, and then speaking to men of women, about women. So, I mean, it's very interesting, you know, when you go into the sociology, psychology, and all that stuff, of how they are separate than how they are, you know, interacting, you know, how they court one another and all that good shit and all that stuff that makes us who we are. And, you know, because all that shit adds up, your freaking hormones and testosterone and all that shit. So, yeah, it's magical. Like, God, you know there's a God. The man can't do this. So if you ever was doubting, start there. If that hasn't crossed your mind, if life hasn't crossed your mind, like, the beautiful things in life, the fact that life can be brought and given through being with another human being and producing a child, and the whole process of that, that's not something logically that you can actually explain, you know what I mean? It's just what you know. We know that the sperm cells race into, you know, that shit's weird. You know what I mean? But we just know that's how it happens. But to wrap your head around the process, you can't make sense of that. You just know it's a beautiful thing and it's amazing. It's damn near like a freaking miracle. You're like, wow, this is what you were once, and now you're a full functioning person. So those things right there in life should help you to understand that there is something greater, that there is a creator, because man cannot do that. If that was the case, why they trying to clone mother then? They would just be doing what they've been doing, right? Right. Anywho, you know, always messing with shit. Inhumane shit. Messing it up. If you got no soul in it, leave that shit alone. So we got already people walking around here with no soul, so, you know. A whole nother show if we know how to spot that shit. Sorry, I keep bumping my dang mic. Anywho. Yeah, I like that movie and I like the book. The book breaks it down. Just like the book, it's the same book they had in the movie. What was that, 90-day rule? And when she saw it, it was on that page. But he really liked her, though. And that's why that was important, because he started off, like, just trying to get that. Because that's what he did. And to find out that, and she was trying not to give that. You know? So they both was, like, trying to work on something there. And then they ended up actually, and most people be like, but that's TV. Yeah, it's freaking TV, dodo head. That's not that point. Know that situation, that particular situation that they're acting. But can those things acquire? Yes. It's not all things turn out to be a bad situation. Since there are happy endings, as we can see for a fact, because you have those people that make it a long time, like elderly old people, and they don't freaking lie. They will tell you, I wanted to this ass. You know, but they saw more through that, you know. They truly, because how many times have you sat and spoke to two elderly people, like both in their 90s or something like that, in their 80s, you know? Maybe you haven't. I know a lot of people haven't. And to hear their profound stories of what they had to go through, what they went through, and what love really meant, you know? And it wasn't perfect, and that's just the thing. You're not going to have no perfect relationship. You're not going to not ever have any conflict or confrontation. That's so Disneyland thinking. It's about how you handle it, how you deal with it. Well, first things first, it's called communication. Because if you don't communicate, I can't function with somebody that can't communicate. It will not happen. It shouldn't even be with them, because if they weren't communicating in the beginning, they were never going to communicate at all. If you got somebody that doesn't communicate, they don't talk, they don't ask questions. Let me tell you something right quick. I think we spoke about this before. I think Poppy J spoke about this before. If someone's not interested in you, they don't show any interest. They don't ask you any questions about yourself or try to get to know you. You have the same conversation and pretty much around what time and where. Then that's what they want. And they never had any plans of doing anything with you, for you, and probably just to you. If they even care about that, like, they probably just want to get their rocks off. I don't know, but don't think of anything higher than that if you want to just keep getting your, you know, your on. I'm not one to judge, but love, it ain't gonna happen. That's damn sure. You know what I mean? Because somebody that wants to be with somebody that likes them, they're going to want to know who they are, who this person, like, tell me, like, they're attracted to them. They want to know you because they care, and they would like to get to know you. And if they don't ever seek to call you or talk to you about anything, ding ding, let them go or keep riding it. I don't know, but I wouldn't suggest keep riding it, because obviously you thought something more, and that will just keep you connected to that person. See what I'm saying? And if you would have just started off that way and you knew there was nothing, yeah, okay, maybe, I don't know. But if you were feeling the connection and to slowly find out that there was none, and then you stick with it, it's going to mess with you that you know that he doesn't. You know? That's why you just personally shouldn't just be throwing it out there. You know, unless you gotta make it very clear what you're dealing with. And for fellas, I'm gonna say, don't lie. That's creep. It's creepy to lie for sex, to make a girl think things, you know, because everybody gotta take responsibility for each side, you know. It's not just one party, both sides. Don't be a liar, because I'm gonna tell you right now, from my thoughts, I think guys lie to get pussy. Creepy as hell. Creepy as hell. It's weird. Think about it. Go ahead and let it simmer in. Making her think things and just so you can just keep hitting it. Like, ew. Not much confidence, huh? That you had to trick somebody into giving you. Don't get me wrong. She shouldn't be that damn trickable. But still, everybody take responsibility. And ew. You know? If you gotta trick it, then why are you with it anyway? That's what I'm saying. It's like, come on. What's going on here? But these are the things that the world conditions us to, and we just roll with it. And then we become dysfunctional between one another. And nobody wants to be in a relationship or even try. I say to that, tomorrow's not promised. So, just know that. Some people aren't a match. And that's why it's probably never going to work. Even if you get all the things marked off. And you're like, okay. And then there's something you're not going to catch. It just might be there's no spark. Like, she's just a very, very great friend. I don't know. But they're never going to be perfect. You didn't even find one person that said that anything is perfect. It's not meant to be perfect. You can't really build much together, like true, genuine, you know, love and trust for one another without some of those things, because that's when you get through them, and how you get through them shows you who you really with. Someone just perfect all the time forever, that would be weird, creepy as hell. They've got something to hide. Now, on the the exception, it's like, no, that my husband and I, we didn't argue, but I think it's our personalities, because that's why I'm saying those people, you know what I mean, those love freaking people that I used to like follow, they would match people's personalities and all that stuff. But there was this one significant night that we did, but it lasted like that long. I can't remember what it was over. I don't think it was huge, but whatever. And I remember we were in Las Vegas, and that when it happened, my mom was with us and stuff, and I just remember afterwards, we like walked over to her, and her drink was gone, and all of our tokens were too, and she was like winning, and I was just like, thanks mom, thanks, happy you're having a good time. for the month, that was it. You know what I mean? And to this day, I mean, that's my dog. I love him to pieces. That's like family to me. And there was nothing ever going on there anymore. Like some people would think, because that's how they think, you know? Well, no. Well, I don't think like most people. Not everybody has the same agenda or do the same thing. So if you thought that, now you know. I don't understand that type of thinking either. Like, you don't fucking know me, so. You know what I'm saying? And don't really waste time lying to myself about my grown ass, okay? But yeah, all of them, like the relationships I had been in, it was always cool. Like, it never was a terrible like screw up, like mess up, like at the end, like a terrible messy breakup. Every situation is different. If it didn't work out, it didn't. It's not like it was the worst thing in the world and it left scars with me. No. Have I ever been hurt though? Yes. Was it ever to the relationships that I had, like on my hand that I can count here? There's different situations. Like, I'm giving you an example. Maybe somebody had to move away or go to a, you know what I mean? You just never fucking know. Or something they could not control. So I'm here to let people know, you don't know unless you know. You know, so, and that's what that is. And that's how you get to know people. You know, people think that, you know, that they got it all figured out. You know, I'm going to let you guys in on something about me that most ignorant folks with, I'm not going to say ignorant. I'm not going to call it ignorant. But would have a perception of it, and it's completely not real. For me, at least. That's what I'm saying. People try. They fail every time. It's always going to be failure, because I'm not going to ever be wrapped up into whatever thought you think women are, because I'm not. And I might have had situations or done something before and you'd be like, oh, she's definitely like this. And then I'm not. It happens all the time. So get the smudge off your face. Because you don't know everybody's situation. And that's why I'm just trying to tell people, these are facts. You don't know everybody in the world, and you damn for sure don't know me unless I allow you to get to know me, or you choose to get to know me, and then we go from there. But I'm never going to be the gold digger. I've never dated guys for money. Nope, have not. Don't want it. Don't want you. If I don't want you, if I don't want to be around you, I'm not going to let you fucking touch me. That's just how that is. I don't, no money is going to make me let you, because I would snap. I'd be like, oh, you know? And look at here. I turned out to be all right. I didn't die from not fucking a guy for his money. If that works for you, that works for you. I used to have this person, this friend. She used to be like, I ain't dating nobody. Talking to me and I ain't getting no money for it. I didn't understand that type of thinking. I still don't understand that type of thinking. The value of yourself doesn't mean a money, motherfucker. I don't get it. Excuse my language. But real talk. You know? There was like a time when, and I don't know if it's still that time, but I don't think so. There was like a set, like this time where it was like you was looked at crazy or stupid if you was messing with a guy, talking to a guy, whatever, having a thing with a guy, and you weren't getting paid. I don't know about the next one, but to me, that sounds like slagging your pussy. That sounds like prostitution. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. So where did that become part of the game? Where are you tagging your cuckoo now? To each his own, but don't try to put that shit on me like something wrong with me. Like if I'm like if a person that's getting money and me just dating and messing with somebody because I actually genuinely like this person and I'm vibing with this person, as if I'm the you know, the whore or whatever you want to call it, because I ain't getting paid for it. I'm like, bitch, you get paid for it, that's when you're the whore. But that's your only reason for even messing with him. You think every time he touched you or do anything to you or with you or around you, you should be getting paid for it. That's a hoe. Thank you. But to each his own. That's what I'm just saying, though. To me, if that's how, what you, whatever you want to term it out, they're a prostitute, if you want to get politically correct. But if you're receiving money for the services, then that's called prostitution. But to each his own, because in Vegas, they totally, like, do it, right? Taxing that coochie. You get taxed for the coochie. That's why the government don't, they frown upon prostitution, I think, in life in general, because they can't tax it. As soon as they find out they can tax it, they be like, all right, you know what I mean? Get your W. Can you imagine saying that stuff? Like, girl, I put my taxes on my pussy, like, I can't wait to get paid. It's crazy to me. You know, so crazy. People just need to stay in their own lane, and then they won't embarrass themselves. Shit. All right, guys. We got to end this soon because time is running out, and I hope we had a good time. And just know, it Hers and Here podcast is still in effect. Keep coming back. Poppy J, much love. And this is your host, Brandy J, and I am out.